Welcome to this episode of Wildcast. I'm your host, Matt Blymeyer. Our guest today is a native of Virginia, was an assistant coach at Virginia State, Bloomsburg University, before becoming the head coach at Penn College. Please welcome Kyle Hawk, the head women's volleyball coach. Kyle, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's get into your background a little bit. What inspired you to be a coach? When did you know you wanted to pursue this opportunity as a collegiate coach?
So I started coaching actually baseball and softball, like little league and middle schools and stuff like that. I kind of got into the volleyball side of coaching at the school that I graduated from. And they had started a middle school program the year before, and I actually ended up on an adult league team with the woman who started the program. She just kind of kept asking me and kind of bugging me about doing it. And I didn't really want to at the time. And then I showed up to play one night and she was like, oh, if we don't find a coach by Friday, they're not going to have a season. So she kind of guilted me into it. I don't think that was true, that they weren't going to have a team. So that kind of kickstarted off kind of coaching volleyball. And then I don't know, I just kind of fell in love with the game a little bit more and kind of like the technical side of it that you don't get quite as much of or you see, you know, playing or think about quite as much. So I just kind of progressed from there to, you know, bigger travel teams and stuff like that. And I got a chance at Virginia State to be their volunteer assistant coach. And I think that just cemented that that's kind of what I wanted to do. And I like the higher level of play and kind of some of the other side of it that I got to see, recruiting and seeing those kids kind of go to school and get their dream jobs and stuff like that. So I think that kind of pushed me over the edge and made me decide that's what I wanted to do.
And then from Virginia State, two or three years, I believe, at Bloomsburg before coming here. How was your experience at Bloomsburg? What did you learn?
Yeah, I really liked it there. I went in not long after the program was started. I got to work with Dan Krieger. I kind of met him on accident. I moved up here right before COVID, and I thought maybe I wasn't going to coach for a while. And then we sat around doing nothing for all those months, and I really missed it. So I started looking around for a club kind of in the Bloomsburg area just to coach travel, and I couldn't find anything. Started to look at high schools. There was nothing around there either. So I just sent him an email kind of asking him what was going on and stuff, and he said he was looking for some people to coach with him if I wanted to come in and meet with him. So I went and met with him and hung out with him for the next 3 years. He taught me not just coaching, but more of the recruiting side and stuff like that. He let me be really involved with that. We had a really large roster there, so we were always recruiting a fair amount of kids. So I think that was one of the bigger things I took away from there, was kind of how to do that. And I'd seen it some at Virginia State, so I knew kind of what they did there versus what he did, and kind of took some bits and pieces from both and mixed them together kind of into what I do.
And then it was probably about a year ago, give or take, where the position at Penn College opened up and you applied for it. What about the position intrigued you?
Yeah, so I saw that it was posted and I'd heard of the school, but not too much about it. So I started kind of looking into the majors and stuff that were offered, and there's a lot of unique ones here. So I thought that kind of would give us a pretty good opportunity to build a decent program here. There's a lot of kids that are looking for majors that we offer that a lot of schools don't. So they sometimes end up just not playing because, you know, they pick a school that has their major instead, but we offer them here. So it's kind of just a matter of going out and finding them.
So we've asked every head coach this question. What's the feeling like when you get the phone call offering you your first head coaching position?
It was pretty exciting. I was actually sitting in a Sheetz parking lot.
What'd you get? What'd you order?
Probably mozzarella sticks.
That's mozzarella sticks.
I think so.
Nothing to drink.
Probably a Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, mozzarella sticks, and you get a call that's going to change your life. All right, continue.
Yeah, so I was hanging out there, and Scott called me and offered me the job. And he, of course, tells you that you can think about it or whatever. And I didn't give him an answer right then, but probably everybody you've asked this to knows right then that they're probably going to take it. It worked out really well for me. I still live in Bloomsburg, so we didn't have to move. We just bought a house and stuff. But yeah, it was really exciting. I don't know, the phone rings and you assume he's calling you, so it's probably good news, but you don't know. So I guess you're definitely nervous. But
so you get the job, you come in. Obviously, it it still is, and it may be for another year or two. You probably realized during the interview process, because I think we were fairly transparent with you, that it was going to be a pretty big rebuild of what was coming back, of what we had, kind of where it had been for a few years. Day one, what do you tackle first? I mean, you can't do everything at once. You kind of have to do it, you know, piece by piece. What was the biggest thing? What was the biggest thing you had to do right away?
Yeah, so once I was on campus and everything was done, I wanted to meet with the girls that had been on the team in the past first. There wasn't a bunch of them, but I met with them kind of individually as they were able to. I just wanted to kind of see what they felt the program was kind of in the past and what they were looking for moving forward, and if they still wanted to be a part of the team after I shared with them kind of my goals and what I wanted to do with the program and stuff like that. But I think that was the big thing, kind of meeting them. Some of them had reached out and emailed me before I even had access to my email. But yeah, that was kind of the first thing I wanted to get done, was meet them and start building a relationship with them and get to know them a little bit and kind of what they wanted moving forward.
So let's talk, you mentioned goals. Let's talk about the goals you do have for the program. And it probably comes back to what your philosophy is and what kind of culture you want to build. Explain a little bit what your philosophy is and then how the culture of the team fits into that philosophy.
Yeah, so I'm really big on like self-directed learning. I want to coach the girls well enough that they have an understanding of the game and can kind of self-diagnose. Volleyball is not quite the same as other sports when we don't have innings or anything, so we're not getting all that time in between to talk in between sets. It's real quick. We got to turn in a lineup and stuff like that. So I want them to be able to fix kind of problems, or at least know what they did wrong and kind of be able to self-diagnose and fix it on the fly. So that's kind of a big one. I want them to have input and not just play for me, but be a part of our program, right? I want them to tell me what they think that they need to work on and help us kind of shape practices and stuff like that. Obviously, there are times where I know that we just need to work on things, but, you know, other times it's nice to hear what they think they need to work on and try to incorporate that. Or maybe I just think they're wrong and they're doing it really well. They're just not happy with it. So we might kind of push it to the back burner a little bit and move on. Those are kind of some of the big things that we focus on. We want to be a family, and with the kids we have and the ones coming in that have all met each other, they all seem to get along really well. And I think we're slowly working our way towards that.
How do you, so you kind of inherited a team that had, had no, there was no culture around it. It was come when you want, play when you want, those kind of things, which is not what you want for a collegiate athletic program. And you came in and you set the tone, and you are still in the process of changing the culture, and you made huge strides in your first season. How do you tackle that? How do you tackle changing the culture to make it more sustainable, and then eventually it would be successful?
Yes, there was a lot of pushback from some people when I first got here about, and kind of like you said it before, it seemed like you could kind of come and go as you please and stuff like that. And I kind of sat down with them from day one and was like, this is what we're going to do, right? We're going to lift. This is when we're practicing. Like, we got to be there, stuff like that. And some other things, you know, I don't know if they did a lot of community service before. We tried to be involved with that when we can and stuff like that. Definitely some pushback. I think as the season went on, they kind of started to buy in a little bit and understand that, it may take up more of my time, but it's worth it. And I think that's kind of the big part of it, right? Like, if they can see that the work they're putting in or the things they're doing are paying off, they'll buy in a little bit more and be more receptive of it.
And even though the record at the end of the year wasn't probably what you expected, when you look at how this team in your first year performed compared to how it had the previous 3, 4, 5 years, from my vantage point, we were closer in sets. We were winning more sets. It wasn't just, 25-12, 25-12, 25-12. There were a lot of sets that went into, 27-25, 3-2. How much patience must a coach in a rebuild have when maybe the end result, the scoreboard result, isn't in your favor, but those little things that I just mentioned show drastic improvement from previous years?
Yeah, we would talk a lot about that at practice with the girls or right before games that, some games we're trying to win them all, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's the goal, but we talked a lot about, winning at little things and playing how we practice and stuff like that, especially at the beginning of the season where we're playing a lot of non-conference games. We obviously still want to win them, but we're still trying to work on some stuff and figure some things out. We talked a lot about just focusing on certain things at certain positions, whether that's, having a certain hitting percentage at the end of the match or a certain number of blocks and stuff like that. So we tried to focus a lot on little things being victories. I know for them, it's not great losing a lot of games. They want to win just as bad as I want to. So I think that maybe helped alleviate it a little bit. Kind of like you mentioned, a lot of people we were around, whether it was officials or other coaches in the league, always mentioned that, they looked better than they had in the past, even though, we were still losing games. They definitely saw that we were kind of headed in the right direction.
So in your first year as a head coach, did you have a moment where something happened or a decision had to be made where it was like, welcome to head coaching moment, like, this is my program, my decision? Maybe you hadn't had to make those decisions in the past. Is there a moment that sticks out to you?
I think it probably happened a few times. There's definitely more responsibility, and you're not the fun uncle anymore. You're the person that everybody gets mad at now, instead of the assistant that everybody can kind of just grumble to a little bit and still hang out with or whatever and be kind of, friendly with. People like to get mad at the head coach, not the assistant coach. So, there were points at the season where we had to have hard conversations with some people, and I've sat in on conversations like that before, but I've never been the one having to lead it or make decisions about playing time or roster spots or anything like that.
You're in a unique position where your position is a part-time position. So we have 8 full-time coaches and a handful of part-time coaches. How do you juggle being a part-time coach in a profession and in a position that probably asks for full-time effort, and juggling several things with this position, with your personal life and with other employment you have?
Yes. So the fall is obviously really busy for us. We're in season then, and there's probably most of the day I'm doing something volleyball related, whether it's film or I'm talking to recruits or something like that. So the fall is, obviously the busiest. As we kind of move into the spring and stuff, you're still doing a lot of volleyball stuff. It's just sometimes it's weird hours. You're at a tournament recruiting, phone calls with kids at who knows what time. I've talked to kids in other time zones, and they can't talk till 11:30 our time, at night. So it can be tough at times. Luckily, I'm in a position, I have another small business that I run that doesn't need a whole lot of attention, so I can kind of work on that in between doing volleyball stuff. And then recently we had a baby, so I get to hang out most of the time now at home and be a daddy daycare, I guess. So he takes a nap and I'm firing off emails to recruits or kind of taking care of other stuff that we need to for volleyball, and just kind of squeeze it in, as I have a few free moments when he's napping or just hanging out by himself and stuff like that.
Nice. If I'm a prospective student athlete, I'm in high school right now, and I want to get your attention, how do I go about getting your attention? And then once you come and scout me, recruit me, what are you looking for in this high school player that you want as one of your players here?
Yeah, so the first step is usually I've either emailed you or you've sent an email to me, hopefully with your film, so that I can kind of, get a feeling for how you play and see your skills and stuff like that. After that, if it's during club season, I'm going to try and make it out to watch you play. And that's kind of usually the big point, I guess, right? I've watched a lot of your film by that point, so I know that you're pretty good at volleyball, probably. See what type of teammate you are, how you handle certain situations, like maybe you normally start, for some reason I show up to watch and you don't start that match or that set. I kind of want to see how you handle that. If you kind of go down to the end of the bench and you're kind of moping around and not happy about it, that's kind of off-putting, right? We're going to have more than 6 or 7 kids on the team, so that means we're going to have people who aren't playing at times, and I still need you to be supportive of your team and kind of uplifting and stuff, right? You still have a role even if you're not on the court. So that's kind of one of the big things I look for that's not, I guess, specifically athletic related.
Right. In your first year, is there a moment you have that you can think back that was your favorite moment of last year, or moments if there's more than one?
I think we went 1-0 to start conference play. And at some point when we were on the bus back or something, something got written or published somewhere that it was the first time we'd gone 1-0 to start conference play in some crazy number of years. Then one of the girls found it and they were all talking about it and started screaming and yelling and we're all excited. And that was really exciting, right? Like, I was glad we won a game. I didn't know how long it had been since we went 1-0 to start conference play, but it meant a lot to them. So to see how excited they were kind of on a boring bus ride back home, right, was really nice. I think we went to New York City for a tri match and we split there. I think that was probably our first win of the season, maybe, or it was maybe the second. I'm not sure. But that was really exciting. It was a pretty good match. It either went 4 or 5 sets, I believe. And they were all really excited on the court and kind of fired up about it. And it just made me happy to see them happy, right? That's I want to win, but I want them to be happy. When we win, they're happy and it's nice to see them.
Final question, I think just Instagram, right? You're not doing Twitter anymore. Are we doing both? I think we've been going back and forth.
I think I've just been using Instagram mainly.
For people that want to follow the journey of your program on Instagram, what handle can they follow you at?
It's at PCTW Volleyball.
PCTW Volleyball on Instagram. Coach Hawk, thank you so much for joining us today. That wraps up this episode of Wildcast.